of Supervisors will convene. We are at item 8B, local emergency related illegal cannabis cultivation declaration. Who is that? Anyone want to take it on?
Sure.
If this is a either extend or terminate, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I take it with all the emergencies, the sheriff and probably OES will be part of this.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to extend.
Thank you, Supervisor Chris. Thank you.
Discussion.
Go ahead.
I'm okay with that, but you know the fact of the matter is we've been, how long does an emergency declaration last? I mean, we've had this going on for more than a year now. I'd at least like an update where we are, what's the plan of attack, what's, you know, I mean, where, what have we done to quote-unquote handle an emergency? And again, emergency is a strong word here, right? And for me to say we keep having this continuation, it's starting a crying wolf type of scenario, and I want to get away from that.
We still have been requesting updated numbers, and we haven't seen those yet, so I will request that again.
I would just add that I don't think that anything with regard to this has changed. I think we're still vulnerable with regard to it being an emergency. We haven't been able to make much headway. The state has done some help with us on occasion. I think they had one last year, but we need to keep it in the forefront until at least in my mind, until it's in a better place. So with that,
we were along those lines of it. I think, yeah, updating is good, so we don't cry wolf. We say what the actual numbers are. I gave a presentation to the North Coast Resource Partnership on it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it was like preaching to the choir. You said what the problem was, and they were all.
Mm-hmm. They have the same problem.
If I could, just real quick. So,
sure.
You know, I realize that we're in we have a crisis situation with the fires and stuff like that. The sheriff was here. I would ask you to request that we're doing it, and he comes and gives us a report to declare, you know, yes, this is needed. This is where we are. Here are the numbers. Where are we training? Which way are we doing? Are we making any progress? I think that's what the public needs to hear. Okay. Not just us saying emergency declaration.
Okay.
With that,
that's fine.
Report.
Go ahead. Call for the question.
Okay. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsow?
Aye. Item 9A, minute approval reconsidered.
Basically, I found out that I was missing one consent item in my previous 618. So they've been added.
So
that item's been added.
We're amending the previous minutes to include that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Looking for a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Abstain
on that one. Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
I have to abstain or is that?
And I'm an aye.
Hmm.
We're still good to go or no?
So you would continue this?
Continue it to
8-6 meeting. Okay.
All right.
We'll do that.
We are public. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, guys, I get the incident commanders are here. It's your turn. Sorry.
So this is considered public comment.
Public comment.
Yes.
Correct.
Correct.
Thank you.
They were not able to get here soon. Thank you, Dan.
Yep. Hey, good morning. My name is Kent Cunningham. I'm Cal Fire Siskiyou Unit, Unified IC with Cal Fire, or I'm sorry, with the IMT-12, and I'll let Matt introduce himself. Matt Conklin, Incident Commander, California Team 12. And we're here to answer any questions you have. We've brought a map for you. We can kind of show you how things are going.
You want to give us some type of an update if you want?
An update. So, yeah, the fire right now is currently 6,261 acres. The majority of that land is what we call SRA, State Responsibility Area. It came out of the wilderness, the Marble Mountain Wilderness up and over, and is now on private land, making a push downhill in the Kidder Creek area towards Greenview, Partridge Pines, Kellums, all that way down towards the town of Etna, in between there, making a hard downhill push. Weather has not been in our favor. We do have a substantial amount of resources that are in there right now engaging the fire, and we also have a substantial resource order in place that is en route as well. We continue to look for opportunities for direct line construction, and we are also down in front of those communities right now pushing bulldozers, hand crews, and fire engines to protect those communities. Once we get that really in well and established, then we'll look for more opportunities to go keep it up on the hill. But we have to have something there to protect those communities, and that is our primary focus right now.
Anything for service?
So just a couple more facts. We've got just under 1,500 folks assigned right now, 50 hand crews, 85 engines, 34 bulldozers, and 13 helicopters. So we're throwing every ounce of weight that we have at this to mitigate these issues. The Marble Mountains wilderness, as you guys are not new to, are very unforgiving country, and so we're developing a plan there to go in there and mitigate that threat as well, once we can secure the community threats and the private timberlands.
Thank you. Questions from the board?
Do we know what caused the fire, by chance?
It's still currently under investigation. Additionally, that area where it started in the Marble Mountain wilderness near the PCT is still kind of what we call too hot from the fire, but they are working to on a plan to fly investigators in there in the next couple days to find a cause.
Okay, thank you. Is this one of the it's like the first question I get from constituents, what caused the fire?
Yeah, and we understand that too. We just don't know yet. I think everybody would probably have a good idea, but to speak to it.
Okay. That's fine. I just needed to ask questions.
Would be irresponsible. Yeah.
Likely human cost.
Unfortunate.
So, moving forward, we're clawing every inch that we can. We are fully engaged. Every resource you can imagine is in there, like I said, with more resources ordered. It is just steep, thick, unforgiving country in there. And with the west winds and the high temperatures and the low RHs that we're receiving, it's a firefight every single day. We have structure defense plans in place. We have resource orders accordingly in there. And so we're just going to keep going and doing the best we can.
Supervisor Cochran.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. I was at your cooperators meeting on Sunday morning and I watched your public meeting last night on Facebook. I couldn't get there. Really appreciate the work you're doing in your unified command. Everybody's always asking about how come they're not seeing enough air fighting. We want to know about your VLATs. Do you have enough? Are you needing more? My thought is always it's better to need them and not have, or better to have them and not need them than need them and not have. Did I say that right?
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Ma'am.
You got it.
So specific to the VLATs, all the VLATs are national resource. So we're flying every ounce of available air tankers through VLATs, through S2s, which are state aircraft there. So we're flying every day. There's been a few instances where the weather and or visibility weren't ideal for air tankers, so we were unable to fly during those specific periods of time, but that's a couple hours in the later afternoons when conditions just were not conducive to safely fly aircraft. Otherwise, we would fly every piece of aircraft that we have available to us.
Yeah, I know that terrain is really horrible, so, and I know you've been flying at night with your copters.
Yes, we do have night flying and helicopters, which is a first for us this year. It is proving to be a wonderful resource at night.
That's relatively new, is it not?
Yes, sir. This is the first year that we've been working on it for a few years now, and this is the first year that we've actually been able to put it in play. So we've actually committed those resources, which is a big commit from Region, to the fire. So that means they're not going away. We'll continue to work them at night as smoke conditions allow us to. They flew last night on our fire a little bit, and then they also went and helped contain the bogus fire out in Longview. So.
It really shows a lot to the community that you've had so many resources so quickly there for your structure protection, and it really shows a lot to the community, and we really do appreciate that. That's great. So appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Supervisor Chris?
I think it's been said, so I don't have any questions. Thank you.
right, appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate all you're doing.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys want a map for any reason?
Yes, please.
If I want it.
Thank you.
With arm wrestle support.
Okay, we're at item 10, public hearing. And we're at item A, natural resources, public hearing to consider resolution adopting the Tule Lake Subbasin amended groundwater sustainability plan. Good morning, Mr. Parker.
Good morning again, Matt Parker, Natural Resources. Sort of the same item we had earlier regarding Butte Valley, Tule Lake groundwater basin, quick backup, as you all know, but again, reminder, Siskiyou County sits as part of the four-team member of the GSA for the Tule Lake Basin, along with Tule Lake Irrigation District, Modoc County, and City of Tule Lake. So in January this year, Tule Lake GSA received a letter from DWR deeming their groundwater sustainability plan incomplete, thus again kicking off the process to correct the plan per DWR's recommendations. I will stop there. TID's consultants are the lead on this, and through Zoom is Angela Bazzoni from MBK. So she's going to just do a really high-level overview of the work they did over the past few months and the process to resubmit.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Can you all hear me?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you.
Great. So thank you, Matt. As Matt said, my name is Angela Bazzoni. I'm with MBK Engineers, and we're assisting the Tule Lake core team made up of the four GSAs through this process. And this process is on the same schedule as the last one you heard, where we are required to submit a revised GSP to DWR by the deadline of July 16th, so early next week. There were two corrective actions identified by DWR for the Tule Lake GSP, and those were that all representative monitoring wells needed to have minimum thresholds established on static groundwater levels, along with a further evaluation of potential for dewatered wells, really domestic wells, and impacts to potential groundwater-dependent ecosystems. So there were a few wells that we used for as representative monitoring wells that are also agricultural production wells operated by Tule Lake Irrigation District. We had originally established those minimum thresholds based on pumping water levels. It wasn't exactly clear in the code that that was not acceptable, and DWR since said that that is not acceptable and requested a change. And through that process, we kind of reevaluated all of our minimum thresholds. There had been cleanup to the state well database, well completion report database. And so we reviewed all of that to ensure that our minimum thresholds throughout were really doing what we wanted them to do, which was protect domestic well users, as those are typically the shallowest wells throughout the subbasin. Through this process, we evaluated each minimum threshold and identified the number of potential dewatered wells if that minimum threshold was exceeded. Typically, that was about 1 to 3 potential dewatered wells. And we also had to identify if there were potential impacts to groundwater-dependent ecosystems. There is very little acreage of groundwater-dependent ecosystem, potential, I should say, GDE, within the Tule Lake subbasin. So this was a very high-level evaluation saying, yes, some of these areas may be affected, but we really have to do some on-the-ground investigation of these potential GDEs to better understand the vegetation that's out there. So although we further address that, there is some additional work to be done. Let's see here. We did meet with DWR, as noted here in the staff report, 5 times throughout this process and development of the analysis that I just briefly described. although DWR can't really give a thumbs up or thumbs down, we did get an indication that we felt that we were on the right path with them. So we feel fairly confident that we were adequately addressing the corrective actions at this time. And I think that's really all I have, unless there are any questions.
Okay, thank you. We'll come back to questions in a bit. Is there any Is there any correspondence?
Not at the clerk's level.
Is there a presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies? Anyone in-house? Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Seeing none on both. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
Seven, opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house that's an opponent? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
None online. There is no rebuttal by proponents or opponents since there were none. Any questions from the board? Okay, we'll close the hearing, bring it back to the board. There's no discussion.
From the board. Yeah, this is a County of Monoc, County of Siskiyou, City of Tule Irrigation District, all work together on this. I think what's very frustrating about it is the shut off of service flows that caused this. But this is good work that you've done, and there's continual work on service flows to try to improve the area. So with that, I would make a motion to approve this.
Thank you.
Second.
Excuse me. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Copsett?
Aye. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any staff reports? Nobody? Any board reports?
Just real quick, I did have a Zoom call yesterday with the Wildfire Task Force. We have a meeting coming up this Friday down in Sacramento, so I'll be attending that.
Okay. With that, we're going to go into closed session.